Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. I am the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I had a withdrawal on my checking account for $59.89 for something called Early Help DAI that says my wife requested this or something.
What is your first and last name?
Bruce Sankoski, Sankosky.
Oh, what is her first and last name? I'm not showing nothing on your name.
Her name is Lori, Lori Sankoski.
Thank you for the information. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
20107 Ruby Lane, Lot 150, New Caney, Texas, 77357.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, we have you for the meal plan. It's for Lori. Let me take a look at the account. Okay, now the account is not on the for you, it's for Lori. But I see the previous representative explain about the charges.
What kind of meal plan?
Okay. This is for the meal plan where looks like, let me take a look. It was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner to enter a sweepstakes service as well as enroll into the meal plan for the bike subs. But it's for the Dyson vacuum.
We're not interested in any of that stuff. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford to have money taken out of our account, meals or whatever.
I understand. I do apologize, sir. It's nothing that we can do. The representative went ahead and canceled your account out. But as far as the refund, we're unable to issue a refund.
What do you mean you can't issue a refund?
Okay.
My wife didn't make any kind of purchase or survey.
Okay. Unfortunately, due to the verification on the account, we cannot issue a refund. But what we will do is contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when ordered placed online. And your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place.
So what does that mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
I mean, your account has been canceled as far as the refund. We cannot issue a refund.
So you get to steal my money for no reason?
I mean, you have to agree to the service and that. And due to the
My wife didn't agree to anything and neither did I. All I did was get this post on my checking account saying that I just lost $59.89. So I contacted my bank to find out about it. And we don't have nothing to do with this, any kind of Dyson vacuums or meals or anything. We provide our own meals and cook our own meals and everything else. And I damn sure don't need no Dyson vacuum.
I understand, but unfortunately, we cannot issue a refund.
What do you mean you can't issue a refund? That money was stolen out of my account, so don't tell me you can't issue a refund, dude. You got no right to take the fucking money out in the first place.
I understand where you're coming from, but sir, I do apologize. We cannot issue a refund.
So you get to steal people's money and there's nothing I can do about it, is what you're saying.
I do apologize. They will not let us issue a refund.
Yeah. Well, then you better give me an address or something here because I'm going to the damn state police. This is bullshit. That's theft. You're stealing people's money for no freaking reason.
Yes, sir. I understand, but due to the verification on the account, they're not going to let us issue a refund. But it's not a address, but you can email support at CS at grab. GRABBITES hub.com.
Repeat that again.
C CS, the at sign grab, GRABBITES, hub, HUB.com.
CSGrabitsHub.com.
Correct.
And that's who I'm going to give the address to the police to?
I mean, you can email them. It's not, we don't have a address. Yes, we don't have an address.
Well, that's pretty convenient.
A physical address. No, sir, we don't have a physical address.
Yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm. So you could just steal people's money and you don't have a physical address and there ain't shit I can do about it.
We didn't steal the money. It was, you know, you have to verify the information. I understand where you're coming from. That's why I make sure I put in the note. We contact your local authorities.
You're going to contact my local authorities?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. A lot of help you are.
Do you have, okay, is there anything else that we can do for you?
No. I just don't understand how you can steal people's money and get away with it. That's what I don't understand.
Okay, yes, I do apologize. We cannot do anything.
Yeah, well, you can't do anything, but I got an attorney that can, so I'll be suing your ass. How's that sound?
Okay. Stay on the line for me, okay? Okay. And thank you for holding. Yes, I do apologize. It's nothing that we can do, but I made sure everything has been taken care of.
Yeah, ain't nothing taken care of. You just stole $60 of my money, and I can't do shit about it. So don't tell me it's taken care of.
Yes, it's nothing that we can do as far as this. As far as...
Oh, right. Nothing you can do. You can steal my fucking money, but you can't give it back. Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nothing that we can do.
Yeah, right. What's this verification process you're talking about? Huh?
Okay.
What's that?
The verification process is where they're going to... That's with the fraud division. Look into it. Or you can contact your bank institution, however. But it's nothing that we can do. I cannot process a refund.
So I'm gonna, in other words, I got to contact my bank and tell them you fraudulently took money out of my account.
If you stated that it was fraud, yes, you need to contact your banking institution.
You're damn right it was fraud. We don't even know who the hell you are. Never even heard of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's the only ones can further assist.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be suing your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Steal fucking people's money and shit, then you can't refund it. The hell kind of bullshit is that?
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, I do apologize, but your cancellation confirmation, your account has been canceled. Your cancellation confirmation is C as in Charlie, 920-476-494.
C920-476-494?
Correct.
That's fine. You'll be hearing from my attorneys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful
day. There ain't no goddamn customer service. Steal fucking money and get away with it. That's bullshit, people.
I do apologize. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Up your ass.